All I wanna do is praise your name, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. You are my God, and all I wanna do is praise your name.
Good morning. It's 20 minutes until the top of the hour. Chris Bronze is a pastor at the Red Brick Church in Stillman Valley, Illinois. He's also an author. He's written a book called Unpacking Forgiveness, Biblical Answers for Complex Questions and Deep Wounds. And he's on our studio line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
This is such a big topic. Thank you for addressing it.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I wrote the book because I am a pastor. And in a fallen world, there are always people, all of us really, are always working through complicated forgiveness issues.
Mm-hmm. And because forgiveness is what God requires from us, because we've been forgiven, doing that in this fallen world can be very complicated. I think everyone who's listening would agree. And so you are offering a forgiveness quiz with 8 questions, and I looked them over, and I'm slightly panicked right now.
Well, that's a discussion starter, and I found it just a way to outline the forgiveness discussion. If you go to like unpackingforgiveness.com or my name, chrisbronze.com, your listeners can take the quiz too. And that quiz really outlines the discussion that we need to have about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about a couple of them, Chris. Where deep wounds between people are concerned, forgiveness can be unpacked in a moment. True or false?
Well, that is false. You know, I think about people who are listening today and already are anticipating the holidays. And many people are looking forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas. They can't wait to get together. But other people have this low sense of dread because there are deep, deep wounds that go back over decades. They've tried to work through these things, maybe in their own strength. They've tried to just make it go away, and they've learned that they can't do that. I sometimes say forgiveness, you know, when I wrote the book, we put the picture of a suitcase on the front of the book, like you're coming home from a trip and you need to put your clothes away. But really, unpacking forgiveness is more like moving houses. And if you've ever done that, you move on a given day, you make a commitment on a given day to move, and you do move, but at the same time, you have boxes in the basement for a long time. So you think you've dealt with this stuff, and then all of a sudden you're messing around under the ping pong table, and you find out that you have this garbage that's weighing you down. And so unpacking forgiveness is something we have to work through in following Jesus over time.
That's also the day the hot water heater blows, and that you got to pay $1,100 to get that replaced before the house closes.
Well, I mean, really, that is it, figuratively speaking. When these things hurt the worst in life isn't when everything's lining up as it should, but maybe you have adult children, you're really starting to work through things with them. But then you have this, and I pray for people out there who have abuse in their background or really dreadful problems in their background. And so all these things kind of weigh people down and really press them down. And, you know, that's why I wrote the book.
Mm-hmm. Did Jesus have little to say or a lot to say about how should we be resolving this intrapersonal conflict?
Jesus had a lot to say about unpacking forgiveness interpersonally. It's interesting. There isn't a ton in the Old Testament. There's some material principles in the Proverbs, as we would expect. We have the Joseph narrative, the story of Joseph, and a few things like that in the Old Testament. But when you get to the New Testament, Jesus says a lot about unpacking forgiveness between people. Matthew 18, for instance, is an extended narrative about working through interpersonal conflict.
Chris, is there like a forgiveness test? I mean, if you're not going to be willing to forgive someone that you've got an issue with, is that like a test as whether or not a person is going to go to heaven when he or she dies?
I think that that question is part of the forgiveness quiz.
Mm-hmm.
On my website, and that is a really important one. Here's the soberness with which we approach that question. When the disciples told Jesus to teach them how to pray, He said, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass or sin against us. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then he follows that right up, Matthew 16:6-15. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. So he makes a connection there, doesn't he, between us having received grace and us extending grace to other people. It is characteristic of people who are forgiven by God that they forgive others. Now, I hasten to say, I think this is an area where there is a lot of misunderstanding, and there's a lot of telling people in the body of Christ, just get over it. Just let go of it. Just forget it. A lot of what Dietrich Bonhoeffer would call cheap forgiveness. Mm. And so that would be a great reason that I'd encourage people to look closely at my book to clear up some of that understanding, because God doesn't expect this cheap forgiveness of people. He doesn't expect people to just say, oh, just get over it, just move on, just let it go. This sort of therapeutic forgiveness that's out there. This is where we really need to dive into the Word and unpack forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Chris, I've got a minute before I go to break, but I'm curious, can you breed self-righteousness with forgiveness? Because you're saying, I want to forgive that person, and I'm better than, I'm going to play the bigger person, and I'm going to forgive,
yeah,
even though I shouldn't.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the human heart is always slippery. I mean, no one knows that more than pastors. Why do you want to preach well? Well, we would say to glorify God and lead people to Jesus. But does self-righteousness and looking good, does that ever enter into our slippery hearts? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, I mean, any pastor that says he has that all down, I'd be a little suspicious of. But likewise, we can be really sanctimonious. We can be really high and mighty. Well, I've forgiven them. Well, listen, if it's a grave offense, we wouldn't want to do anything to diminish or minimize that. We have to approach this with great humility and soberness.
Mm-hmm. Chris, let me take a break. When I come back, I want to ask you about really egregious offenses where you think, boy, are there times when it's just wrong to forgive? And I also just want to ask about, do good people, do they always get to the bottom of disagreements? Or do we sometimes just go, this is not going to happen? I'm speaking to Chris Bronze. He's written a book called Unpacking Forgiveness. 13 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll be right back. Till the top of the hour. So glad to have Chris Bronze on our studio line. He's written a book called Unpacking Forgiveness, Biblical Answers to Complex Questions and Deep Wounds. Chris, one of the questions I have is there's certainly going to be occasions in life where the offense is so egregious that how in the world do you manage that pain throughout your life, even if you have gone ahead and forgiven that person? In the beginning of your book, you tell a story about a woman named Jennifer Thompson. That's a brutal story.
Yeah, it is a brutal story. It is about a woman who had testified against a man that he had raped her, actually. He went to prison for 11 years, and then the evidence came out, DNA evidence proved that he was not the killer, and they found who, or the offender, rather, and they found who it actually was. And then she had to live with the guilt. She had to deal with the guilt. She had to unpack the guilt of having put a man in prison for over a decade. They wrote a book about it called Picking Cotton, was the name of the book. And she describes how she had to go to him and ask forgiveness and work through that. So, yeah, it's an incredible story, really. And how they navigated that is very worth reading.
Mm-hmm. But when there's been offenses in your past, if there's been emotional, physical, sexual offenses, and those feel like they're life crippling almost, how do we work towards forgiveness in situations like that?
Yeah, I take two chapters on that in my book. So the question is, when the wound or the offense is grievous and the other party is not repentant. And I lay that out, really three principles that I can only highlight here. Number one, show love. Be like Jesus. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the attitude of our hearts should be love. Number two, no revenge. If you read Romans 12, 17 to 21, over and over again, Paul stresses, do not avenge. Don't take revenge. But the third thing, and this is one that Christians in the West often miss, but is stressed over and over again in the Bible, leave room for the wrath of God. Listen, if you have been grievously hurt, I mean, we're talking about Virginia Tech or what has happened recently in Las Vegas or things like that. God is a just judge. The Bible says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And the interesting thing is, understanding that God is just and that he will see that justice is done, that is the thing that frees us up from bitterness. So they asked Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the man who was martyred by the Nazis at the time of World War II, the great theologian, one of his friends said to him, how can you say that you feel compassion for the Nazis given what they are doing? And Bonhoeffer said, it is only when we understand the grim reality of God's justice that our enemies will face, that we're moved to compassion. People who are soft about the role of God's judgment become hard, bitter people. But those who trust that Christ is just, that he will see that justice is done, they can find rest knowing that God will take care of this. We don't have to be the judge. God will do it.
Mm-hmm. Chris, let's say I've suffered an offense from someone and they're not repentant, and now I can't stop thinking about it. How can I stop thinking about it?
Here's a quick answer to that. I would say be really involved in the community of the redeemed in an ongoing way. Unpack forgiveness with God's people. Find a good Bible-believing church. There are so many in the different listening audiences that you have. But you won't unpack forgiveness. You won't stop thinking about it by rehearsing it over and over in your mind again. Or let me give this advice. Sometimes when I tell people who have that problem, I can't stop thinking about the offense that was done to me, what I tell them is, don't read my book then on unpacking forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of laugh about that. And I say, no, look, I'm serious. Right now where you are, if you read Unpacking Forgiveness, the whole time you're reading the book, you're going to turn this offense over in your mind over and over again. And maybe what is needed is to read Tim Keller's The Cross of Christ or some book that shifts your focus away from this. And just think about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about forgiveness. Don't keep mentally rehearsing this. Turn your focus somewhere else. So if you can't stop thinking about it, get involved in a church and don't read my book.
Awesome.
So, Chris. I say that with a smile.
I know you do. Good people, do they get to the bottom of all their disagreements?
No, they really don't. I mean, listen, when we read the New Testament, we get to the book of Acts, we find that Paul and Barnabas come to an impasse. And I sometimes think we downplay that and say, well, you know, it wasn't that big a deal. They're really mature. You know, listen, it was a blowout. It was a big difference. And so, and listen, your listeners know this. Some of them right now have a conflict going on in their local church or something, and they are doing their best, and multiple people are doing their best, and yet they just can't seem to get beyond it. It just keeps coming up. And you find yourself in that situation, then you have to really navigate that biblically, work through it carefully. And so I spend quite a bit of time on that and unpacking forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Chris, and I want to leave with Psalm 37:1, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. That's a good thing to keep in mind today, isn't it?
Yeah, Psalm 37:1 you just mentioned, and Psalm 73. So if you transpose the numbers, both those, Psalm 73 says something similar. When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me. Mm. Don't let people who offend you rent space in your head and control you all the time. Look to Christ. Look to his word. If people are weighed down out there, here's the invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me, all you are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest.
Chris, this...
Run to Jesus and his cross.
Chris, this interview and this book is a 11th inning two-run homer.
Oh,
I don't know if you watched the game last night.
I'm humbled that you would say that.
Thanks so much for being a guest. I'd love to have you back. Chris Braun's, the book Unpacking Forgiveness, Biblical Answers for Complex Questions and Deep Wounds. We'll take a short break and come back and wrap up the show.